Hi, I'm Teiko.
And I'm Gabrielle.
And we are the Baileys.
Join us as we talk about staying in love while raising kids,
building a business, and going where Jesus sends us.
Welcome to episode 2, where we talk about, is your relationship social media ready?
Is it?
But before we get into the episode, thank you for those who found our new podcast.
Come on.
As the name clearly suggests, it's We Are the Baileys. I said it wrong in our first episode. It's not that we're changing our channel. We're changing the name of the playlist.
That's right.
So the playlist on our YouTube channel, We Are the Baileys, is no longer called Catch Up Fridays, but it's called We Are the Baileys.
That's right.
Right, because it's matching the name of our podcast.
Yep.
And for those who don't know us, let's introduce ourselves.
Yeah.
So we're Teiko and Gabrielle. We've been married for 5 years.
That's right.
Yeah.
We have two boys under the age of 2 right now.
Kalino and Kavika. Sweet little boys. We're full-time missionaries.
Yeah.
We've been missionaries for the past... Oh, no. I think we've been missionaries together for like 10 years.
Yeah.
Well, 5 as a family, yeah, but longer as individuals. So we've been missionaries for over 10 years.
That's right.
Yeah. And we're currently...
based in the land of Aloha.
Aloha. Yes. So yeah, we're Jamaicans living in Hawaii, and that's a whole different story. We'll get to that in a different podcast. But today we're talking about...
Is your relationship social media ready? Is it really?
And I don't even know if we're qualified to talk about this because we didn't post about a relationship on social media.
Well, doesn't mean that we are not qualified.
Yeah.
I think we've seen enough things and heard enough stuff.
I'm wondering if we're biased, though.
To ask these questions.
Okay.
You know, we're not telling people. We're also asking, is it ready?
There you go.
What determines, what makes a relationship social media ready?
So I was looking online, right? Because... Yeah. Okay, we didn't post about a relationship, did we? No.
Closer when we felt like it was ready.
I don't think we posted until we were engaged.
Yeah, well, that's when we felt like it was ready.
I'm talking about people who post it when they're dating.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why I feel like we are so different. But we didn't post about a relationship on social media until we were engaged.
Mm-hmm.
So people didn't know... Like, those who weren't living close to us didn't know we were dating until they saw the engagement.
Yeah, they didn't know.
So I was looking online, it's so crazy today to determine if your relationship is social media ready. Because there's, like, this website that says, if it's too soon, don't post, like, before the first 3 months.
Yeah.
Try to post together. If you wait too long, then it might mean that you aren't interested or that you have trust issues.
Mm.
If you don't post enough, then it means that you don't really care about the relationship.
Whoa.
If you post too much, then it means you're insecure. And I'm like...
Well, I like how they said before the first 3 months. Because, I mean, this is something you're going in for a lifetime.
But what if we get together, people get together, and then they know.
They just know instantly.
Love at first sight. Yeah, is love at first sight even real?
Is that even real? That's the question.
It's possible.
Tell us, guys, is love at first sight really real? I mean, it is real, but how long does it last? That's the question.
So that's true. 3 months is a good barometer to be like, okay, we kind of know each other.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if this is going to be exclusive. Let's see if it's going to get to the next step.
I think it's not so much posting your relationship on social media, but it's like, how much of it do you post on social media, you know? In my opinion, I think some people overdo it too soon.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're going to have the rest of your life to post about your relationship. So, if you want.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, why do too much of it too soon? And I think the challenge with all of that is when there's a breakup.
Yeah.
When there's a breakup and it doesn't go in the direction that you thought it would have gone.
Right, because,
And that just really mess you up badly because the world has all of this thing to talk about now and you don't know what to do with yourself. I've met some people who that has devastated, you know. And so the question is, like, how much... is too much and how soon is too soon? Do we actually think about do we ask ourselves those questions mm-hmm. before we jump right into social media?
Mm-hmm. And what I'm hearing you're saying too mm-hmm. is that when we open ourselves to social media, mm-hmm. it basically is saying that we're welcoming everybody else into this relationship.
Oh, yeah.
So if we, the people oh, yeah. in the relationship, don't actually know what it is mm-hmm. or where it's going, or if it's gonna last a long time,
mm-hmm.
then it's gonna be a lot more chaotic to add everybody else in the world in there.
Exactly.
Because now you have to answer all the questions of, oh yeah, we broke up, we aren't together anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And you have to answer a whole lot of that.
Right.
And just what that does to your identity moving forward.
Right.
You know, and the challenge is too, not many of us have good mentors guiding us along this season, right. along this time period.
Right. We're really big on mentors just because oh, yeah. for our story, we know that having people who have gone ahead and mm-hmm. who've seen, who know what relationships are like because of the ones that they're in and they're successful, they know what to expect.
And I think just about any area in life, people who are successful or very successful, they usually have mentors,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
or at least when they realize the need for one and how much better they can do when they have a mentor.
So what I'm getting so far, Tico, is that, I mean, a lot of this is subjective.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't any definite formula in terms of how you have to post or when to post.
Yeah.
Because it's dependent on really when you guys feel ready.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also dependent on, because you can't necessarily judge your relationship on what everybody else says.
That is true.
But there are some things that you should never post online mm-hmm. about your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I think there is some caution. That's true. There is some caution in terms of how many things you do post, because emotionally you're making memories.
Mm-hmm.
And if this doesn't go on to be something permanent, exactly. So you're investing a lot emotionally. Everybody in your, you know, in your space is going through this relationship with you. And then when you break up, oh my word, don't post so much about the breakup.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I guess one of my questions is, are people posting a lot about their relationship because of peer pressure?
Mm.
Or is it because they want people to know the progress of the relationship? You know what I mean?
Is it for validation?
Exactly.
Or are we happy and we're secure and we want to share about
it? Are you just doing it because your friends are posting about their relationship and
point.
You want to find some sort of identity
point.
In that to say, well, I'm dating too,
mm-hmm.
so you know it's kind of a status quo thing.
That's a good point.
Or is it that you're posting because you want friends and family to know how the relationship is going? Like, what's the reason why you're posting
mm-hmm.
so much about your relationship?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just about your relationship; it's the dating phase, the phase where you're trying to figure out, do we want to get married? Do we want to stay with each other
right.
forever?
Right.
If that's already sealed and a done deal, then fine, post on. Post however many photos, videos, pictures you want to. But it's such a crucial stage when you are just dating
right.
and trying to figure out, who is this person I'm dating?
Right.
Do I want to spend the rest of my life with you?
Mm-hmm.
And that's just it's a delicate phase. It's a delicate phase.
Let me ask you this, because people do... Well, from the female perspective,
mm-hmm.
say I've been in a relationship and it ended, but, you know, all of that I shared on social media, that
mm-hmm.
ended, and then I got into a new relationship.
Mm.
Do I need to delete the things that I had about the last person, or do I just leave them there? So that's one question.
Mm-hmm.
Two, do I keep sharing?
Mm.
You know, say I keep sharing, and then this second relationship ends.
Yeah.
And then you're interested. You're the third person coming along.
Mm-hmm.
Are you thinking, by looking at my history on social media with the sharing and breaking up and all of that, are you thinking, this person probably is going to be a permanent thing? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm.
Like, if somebody keeps sharing about the relationship online, they get together, they break up.
Mm-hmm.
Get together, break up, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Are you thinking when you get to that person, yeah, she might be serious or she not serious?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Well, I guess...
Or do you think like, yep, this is marriage quality or not?
It depends on the individual.
No, you. I'm asking
Oh, me.
You, yeah.
Oh, I'm all about clearing the baggage.
Mm.
I don't believe in bringing over from one relationship to the next. Like, who really wants to do that, you know? I would say clear the baggage, start fresh. That's just me. Clear the baggage, start fresh. Because it's more than just dating a new person. There is a spiritual connection to all of that.
Right.
And you're throwing that all out in the public, you know. There are implications to that. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Maybe a lot of us don't share about the emotional...
the emotional baggage. It's the soul ties. People only talk about soul ties when they talk about sex before marriage.
Mm-hmm.
But there are emotional soul ties. Mm-hmm. I believe that. Where mm-hmm. we get together, we make these memories, we travel mm-hmm. around the world, or we do all these things. Mm-hmm. And then we break up. And it's emotionally pulling apart all of these things that we've created together. And that's mm-hmm. what social media kind of does as well.
Yeah.
Where we put our memories out there, we solidify things that we've done in pictures. And so everybody's on this journey with you.
Mm-hmm.
And when you break up, it's pulling apart mm-hmm. all of like those
ripping,
things.
Like ripping, cutting, right, tearing. Right. Like it's literally tearing apart.
Right. And so I do think the caution is you want to wait until it is... until you're fairly certain that this is going to be permanent.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying don't take the pictures, don't have the memories, but probably don't involve everybody in it mm-hmm. until you're sure that this is going to be... Don't wait as long as we did.
Yeah, you don't have to wait as long as we did.
Yeah.
But you could have a private circle of friends
yeah.
who you share stuff with. It doesn't have to be the world, so to speak.
Right.
But it's the personality of the person, you know? Like,
exactly.
Different people, different personalities, cultural backgrounds,
oh my
you
word.
Know, cultural norms, you yeah. know, like, when is... too much, just too much.
Yeah.
Like, I guess, or reason for discussing this is because we've seen a lot of people or several persons go through this.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't work and it has made us very sad, very disappointed, would you say? Maybe disappointed is not the word.
I would say discouraged,
sad, and wish we could have helped them to make better decisions.
I think we cringe internally, like, no, don't share it again. Like,
yeah.
Don't tell anybody.
And then, like, I think we're in a culture where boundaries aren't even... we don't value boundaries.
Mm.
We don't value boundaries. It's all about
do
whatever you want to do.
Oh my word.
Everything is just free. Go as you feel. Go as you want to do. And there's no real value for healthy boundaries without people feeling like, oh, you're putting me in a box or you're restricting me. No. Boundaries are good. Boundaries are healthy. They're there to help you.
Mm-hmm.
I think boundaries even come about because people who've gone ahead of you realize some of the pitfalls mm-hmm. and they're trying to help you not make the same mistakes.
And
so why wouldn't you want to have healthy boundaries?
Right. And I think as well too, it is the social media ready thing mm-hmm. is it's also, how do I say this?
The glam.
No, not necessarily the glam. I'm talking about, I think part of the issue that we, not necessarily issue, but the thing that we see, the pitfall that we're seeing with people posting on social media too quickly
mm-hmm.
is that they're kind of rushing through the steps.
Mm.
And I mean, like I said, we aren't the barometers, so we can't tell people when they do these things. Right. But what I'm saying is you can't post... meet the family and like those things happen in time.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can kind of feel when it's time to mm-hmm. do those things, and sometimes it happens too quickly,
mm-hmm.
and you know it,
yeah.
And the people watching know it, and they're like, mm-hmm. you probably should have waited 3 more mm-hmm. months.
Or, yeah,
don't do that. You know, like, and the thing too is that sometimes these people do seek out the counsel of people who are married, and then they tell them, oh, don't do it. You guys probably need more time, and you're like, you don't know us.
Yeah.
We love each other.
Yeah.
And it's true. When you're in that phase, you think that this definitely won't happen, but it happens.
Yeah.
And I think if it's for you, I think if that relationship is yours, there's no rush.
Mm-hmm.
There's no rush mm-hmm. to get it to this place of officialness.
Yeah, because you're going to spend the rest of your life together.
Right.
So, like, why rush it?
Exactly.
You know, why rush everything? Like, you know, it's, you're gonna be there. Social media is gonna be there. All these things are gonna be there, you know?
Right, right. So I guess that's our thing for today. Like, mm-hmm. you have to figure out why you're posting to social media. Is it because of validation? Is it because of insecurity? Is your partner on the same page? Are mm-hmm. you guys ready to share things on social media? Mm-hmm. Or is it
because of peer pressure?
Is it because of peer pressure?
Like, who are you trying to please by doing this? Is it yourself? Is it the relationship? Or you just want to create that status quo? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, that things are going great and you're in the circle of those who are in a relationship. Mm-hmm. Because it means there's just so much more to a relationship than that, that you don't want to jeopardize your life in that way. I think we don't think
not necessarily jeopardize. I think you don't want to jeopardize the possibility of a relationship by moving too quickly.
Well, I said jeopardize because we don't always think of it not working. Mm-hmm. We're always just saying it will work.
That's so true.
We don't think of will it not work.
Unless because you're pessimistic.
If we thought about what if this doesn't work, then maybe we'd be a little bit more
cautious
or sensitive to all that we post.
Mm-hmm.
And as you say, you're making deep memories that you don't know if they're actually gonna last.
So you
can let us know what your thoughts are on this subject. We'd love to dig in some more.
I know, I'm sure this. There might be a part be two.
Some people might be cussing us out and like, what do you know?
Exactly.
And I'm like, well,
just because you're married, you can tell us what to do.
Yeah, but the truth is, guys, we're not speaking down at you.
Yeah.
We're saying we want to help you. We'd love to maybe support you through this journey if that's something that you think you want, because the person has to want it too.
Right. You know?
And we talk about this because we've had some friends. We've had several friends who've gone through this and they're now on the other side mm-hmm. dealing with all the issues. And we're like, what could we have done to help them more?
Mm-hmm.
So it's more from that perspective in which we share about this topic. So there might be a part two, guys.
There might be, or might not.
Or might not be. Yeah. So leave your thoughts, comments, and check us out on Instagram too.
Yep. At We Are The Baileys, the same name as the podcast, mm-hmm. same name as the YouTube channel.
Yeah.
You can't miss us anywhere.
You can't miss us.
Yeah. But it's good talking with you guys again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aloha.